good.
How'd you feel about this whole situation with Romeo?
Well, you know, he said it himself. You win two games in the National Football League. Change is inevitable. You know, so it was no surprise. It's painful, you know, when you underperform and when you have high expectations and you come out and lay an egg. It doesn't feel good. It won't feel good. It'll never feel good. Mm-hmm. But there's a lot of good guys, a lot of good relationships that that's what I'm going to try to hold on to and think about. It's not the, you know, the agony of a crummy season, a terrible season where, you know, expectations were high. We laid an egg, and but we're gonna forget about that, and you know, look to the future.
What went on in the meeting today? What did you guys talk about? What did they say to you guys about the future of the organization?
Obviously, there's going to be change, and you know, Clark Hunt said that they're going to get the right guy to coach a team, and 2013 is going to be a brighter year, and you know. Romeo kind of got up there and told guys how to be pros, how to treat the off season. We got a young team, and you know, how to make good decisions, really, which I thought was you know, kind of a good way to end it.
You know. Were obviously on a Super Bowl winning team. What makes a good head coach in this league?
That's a good question. Good players help. You know, but there's a lot of different styles, I think, of coaches, and you know, you got to find the one that works with you and your team and your players and fits your personnel. And but it's a tough business, you know. I mean, it's a quick deal. You got to prove it now, and you know, you can't obviously win two games in the NFL and you know, expect to get another shot. Unfortunately, that's the world we live in. So,
do you want
to
come back?
Do I want to come back?
Here, yeah.
No, I think I'm done. I'm gonna hang him up. I'm physically ready to shut it down and you know, kind of move on with my life and kind of transition into whatever's next for me and my family. So it's been a great career, and it's gone by really fast, and I made a ton of dynamite relationships and friends over the years and. Had some great experiences, but I'm personally ready to shut it down.
You get a coach?
Any chance you'll reconsider?
Not likely. I've got some plans to do stuff, you know, with my body and a couple operations that, you know, I probably wouldn't be doing if I was going to play football again. So it's something I've been thinking about. Really, for
to finish your career in your hometown, which was great, but to end it in such a
Well, you know what? It's an honor to be a Chief, and every day I got to come to work and look at these pictures around me, and you know, that's a special deal for a guy who grew up here, and who always dreamt about playing here. So, like I said before, I'm going to remember the guys, a lot of great relationships from playing this game, and that's what I'm going to take away really from my time here.
Ryan, how long have you known this was going to be it for you?
Probably a year. You know, I've physically, it's you know, you kind of hit a wall, and you know, your body kind of tells you maybe to start thinking about it. And I wanted to be in a place where I was at peace with my decision and could move forward and never regret it. And you know, I'm there, so.
You talked about all the people you had in at the Colts game, the last home game. I mean,
yeah.
So that was kind of the
that was the deal.
Party.
Yeah, that was kind of a special moment for me, because at the end of the day, you know, it's about those people, and it's about, you know, our experiences together, and they've been through a lot of ups and downs and lived and died with us, wins and losses, and so it was a special deal for me to get them all out there and to see them up there one last time. I got my daughter out to the Carolina game. She's 16 months old, so that was great. I got her on the field afterwards, and So that was a special moment for me.
I know it's hard to separate 2-14 out of the equation, but are you pretty happy with how you bounced back this season, particularly given the fact you played most of the year at a new position?
You know what? There's a lot of emotions right now, good, bad, and everything in between. And, you know, the position change for me kind of helped. Through all the, crummy performances we had, it kept me kind of going. It kept me kind of challenged and motivated, and it gave me kind of new focus. Whereas if I was playing the same position I always played my whole career, you know, things get a little stale, and you can, you're losing games, and you can rationalize getting out of here and not working as hard. And so switching positions was actually I enjoyed it. I really did. It was a challenge for me, and obviously I wouldn't wish it would happen. I wish Rodney was there, and I was back at guard, and we could get after it. But it's the way the game works. So.
If this team is in the playoffs, do you maybe think about playing longer, or are you just done regardless?
I don't think so. I think I think that regardless we win or lose, I was done. Unfortunately, went out with 2-14, which sucks. But, like I said, I'm going to take away my relationships and my time being in the huddle with these guys, being practicing, working with them in the off season and in the weight room and going golfing and going to dinners and going on the road. That stuff's fun. So I'll miss that.
Besides the Super Bowl, obviously, and winning that, what's your favorite moment of playing?
You know what? It's pretty special beating the Packers here last year. And the season we had and the fans' reaction. And, obviously Coach Haley getting fired. And then we come out and beat a team that was undefeated. And nobody gave us a chance. That was fun. That was fun. In this town with these guys. That's fun. So
these procedures you're talking about having, are these for quality of life post-football?
Yeah.
Take care of? Yeah. Problems that long-term problems that you've been putting off and putting off and putting off.
Exactly. Yeah. Knee and toe specifically, and the games. Like I was telling you before, I respect the heck out of those guys that can play so long. And that's unbelievable to me. You're talking about London Fletcher the other night, 240 games. It just blows my mind. So.
But you went almost a full decade, didn't you, Ryan, or even more?
No, not even close. I missed a game every year I've been here, I think. But you got a guy like Wiegman who hasn't missed a snap in 11 years. And he's playing in the trenches. And he's maybe smaller than I am, So.
Learn to hold like he did.
Man, dude, we used to talk about him tiptoeing through daisy fields because you watch his feet. And he's just unbelievable the way he worked. But
besides Peyton, who's the best player you played with?
Oh, gosh. I don't know, Bob. I played with a lot of good ones, man. I can't talk about Casey Wiegman and then say Jeff Saturday.
Yeah.
But Jeff, to me, was one of the best teammates I've ever been around. Leaders, guys on the field. I've been lucky enough to play with a lot of them, but he's definitely up there. So.
Ryan, you talked about your 3 years with the Chiefs from a hometown perspective, but what about from a football perspective? Was it worthwhile coming here from that, just football only? You didn't achieve what you wanted to, but we won a division championship. Didn't play in a playoff game.
Yeah, obviously expectations were high, and to not even come close, it just flat out sucks. But I told Scott yesterday, I'm glad he brought me in here for a lot of reasons. One of which is this place has a special place in my heart, and that Arrowhead is still, to me, really cool. So it was a great opportunity for me, but obviously wish we could have done more and won more games.
You see yourself living in Kansas City? After?
Oh, yeah, this is home. This is home. I'm from here. My wife's from here. We live in same street I grew up on,
Ryan, Coach? What advice would you give this guy sitting down over here?
Who's that, Jeff? I love the way he fights, and he's learned a lot this year. But just keep fighting, and play every year like it's your last. I admire the way him and Donald played this season and came in off the bench, rookies. And they just, you know, I remember the Baltimore game. Jeff was getting in fights with Hall of Famers out there. It seemed like every other play. So I admire the way the guy fights.
You think this organization can get a turnaround?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a tough league, but I got faith that, you know, they'll figure some things out. You know, you look at Indianapolis and what they've been able to do, I think is pretty amazing. You know, the Chiefs have the same opportunity to do that. And, you know, I got faith in them.
Somebody told you in April and May you had this conversation after a 2-14 season. It almost doesn't seem possible. You would have said we were crazy.
Yeah.
Or laughed at us or something. You know, this winter and getting on the best days of your life, you shake your head in this year and go, what the hell happened?
Yeah.
How did we get to this?
Yeah. Even midway through the season, I would have said you were crazy.
Yeah.
You know, but I haven't processed it all, really. You, the NFL, you go through 1 week at a time, and you can't sit and think about the last several weeks. You know, you don't have time. You don't have the energy. You think about the next opponent, and it's exhausting. You know, I don't have any reason to tell you that why we were as bad as we were. You know, I can't really tell you that it was the turnovers or it was this or this. You know, we found new ways to lose games a lot and underperform, it seemed like. So, tough.
Thanks, Ryan.
You got it, Bob.